Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I keep your new commandment, love one another as I've loved you. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? He said, He replied, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And your neighbor as yourself. He replied to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will have life. But because he wished to justify himself and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the neighbors, to the robber's victim? He answered, The one who treated him with mercy. Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. We learned that when he was young, his life was very bad. Drinking and with women, etc. But once when he was captured, because he was a soldier and was in prison, then later he was out. And then he changed his life. He sold all his possessions for the sake of the poor. Eventually, he started a group of people living in strict poverty. They called the Franciscans. And then the women part, the poor clare. The spirit is to leave everything in the hand of the Lord and live simplicity of life. Today, we need this spirit, poverty in the spirit. We like to possess many things, but St. Francis taught us to leave everything down, just to leave the will of God, moment by moment. We ask St. Francis to give us this helping hand, to live, let us learn how to live poverty in spirit.